The Coalition of Pan-Africanists has raised concerns about how the International Criminal Court deals with legal issues concerning Africa. The coalition says the ICC is being selective and biased when it comes to cases concerning Africans. At a news conference in Accra, a member of the coalition, Agure Kapiri, urged African leaders to change the state of affairs by making sure that the continent's judicial system deals with cases involving Africans. Benjamin Edu has filed this report.
The Coalition of Pan-Africanists says it expected the ICC to discharge its core mandate by protecting the vulnerable in the world. In the view of the coalition, the ICC has rather chosen a path which has robbed the people of Africa of their rights and freedom. The coalition said in 2008, the chief prosecutor of the ICC, Louis Gabriel Moreno Ocampo, asked Uganda and DR Congo to refer alleged cases to the ICC, but did not give directives to some Western countries whose personalities were proven to have also committed similar crimes. A coalition member, Agure Kapiri, said the International Criminal Court should not have any role in administration of justice in Africa.
We don't believe that the ICC should have a role to play in the administration of justice in Africa. So we've also come out with our stand, cataloging what the ICC did that actually is contradicting its mandate and discriminating against African leaders in favor of Western powers and not being fair. And we are calling for fairness because the ICC is not fair. The African people should come out, or the leaders should come out with alternative. They should strengthen the African court and people and human rights based in Banjul, the Gambia, so that they can also have that mandate of war crimes, crimes against humanity and genocide.
The coalition urged African leaders not to allow the ICC to oppress the people of the continent.